So what's IFSEC all about in a nutshell?
Well, it's kind of 3 days of intensive focused discovery, discussion, collaboration. It's where the UK and international security worlds come together under one single purpose, which is all about making the world a much, much safer place. It's a destination event. It's full of energy. It's got loads of committed people, loads of enjoyment. And most importantly, this year, it's 50 years young and really looking forward to the next 50 years.
Well, very exciting. And when and where is the show and how can people get there?
The show is located in London's XL venue on the 16th to the 18th of May this year. How can you get there? Well, very, very pleased to say we've got the brand new Elizabeth line, which is now running from east to west in London. So it means that the journey times and the seamless connections to XL have been vastly improved from what they were before. So you can actually get to XL, for instance, from central London in 15 minutes. You can also get to XL direct from Heathrow in 45 minutes. It's not just that though, you've obviously got the DLR still running. You've got access via City Airport. You can also drive your car there if you'd like to because there's ample parking spaces. So yeah, loads of connectivity at one of the biggest venues in the world and fantastically located in London, which is a favorite city for most people in the world.
Plenty of ways to get there then. What's new for the show this year?
Yeah, we're really pleased this year. We've got the brand new distributor network, which is a partnership arrangement that we have with 11 of the UK's leading security and fire distributors. It's a realization that we have that the distributors themselves represent a key link between the manufacturers and also the installer, integrator, end user community. So we're very pleased to be partnering with leading distributors such as DVS, DTS, the CIE Group, Aprima, ADI Global, Security Dynamics, Dynamics CCTV, Mass Digital and PureTech, all leading distributors. They've got very, very broad and interesting national customer bases. So we're looking forward at working with them to get their customers to come to the show. But most importantly, they can meet the leading suppliers. So they can ask the suppliers about all the technology, but, you know, use their relationship with the distributor as a key part of that. We've also got the Tech Talks Theatre, which is bringing content back onto the show floor. Where we're looking at a huge range of things from the use of body cams, the future of access control. We've also got a session on mental health and well-being in the security sector. And we've also got a specific seminar, which is all about the introduction of Martin's Law, which is coming into focus in the UK in April, hopefully this year, which will vastly change how large venues and open spaces are managed from a security perspective.
From your perspective, what have been the most popular features of this sec that will be returning this year?
Interestingly, the most popular feature that we've probably ever run is the attack testing zone, which is in partnership with the LPCB, which is basically where visitors can actually witness LPS 1175 level 3 products effectively tested to the absolute limit by the technicians from LPCB. It's a brilliantly dynamic and engaged set of demonstrations whereby people can watch doors, shutters, enclosures, all sorts of things basically taken to task by the technicians and just proving why these highly engineered solutions are as effective as they are and why perhaps the customer should consider specifying them in their projects. We've also got the Converged Security Center returning in partnerships with our friends at Advansys, which is always a really compelling example of where technology, both hardware and software, can actually come together to tell a story around a certain security incident. So it's where we're looking at simulated scenarios, you know, left luggage, insider threat and stuff like that. But it also shows that the visitors what can be done, what can be achieved with a proper converged security solution. So it's very, very effective if you're running one of the SOCs, whether you're running a security operations center or even a GSOC. That sort of technology will really help you actually realize your ambitions. So we recommend people come and have a look at that. We've also got the Engineers of Tomorrow feature, which is a brilliant example of where we work with partners to actually celebrate the skills and abilities of the up and coming engineers of tomorrow and apprentices. So we're very, very pleased to be holding the semi-final heats of that particular competition at IFSEC and FireX this year.
Fantastic. And I know sustainability is on the agenda for everyone. How important is sustainability to IFSEC and its other co-located events?
Sustainability is a global question. It's probably the most important challenge and the most important thing that we're all facing at the moment. And in the exhibition industry as a whole, we have to say that it's has been an extremely wasteful industry in the past, but we are rapidly and drastically addressing that at Informa. We have a number of plans in place not least our faster forward strategy, where we actually hope to be net zero by 2025. We've got in place at the moment a program called Better Stands, which is where we're working with contractors and exhibitors to ensure that the stand materials, the stand build, the contractors are all working towards the same goal, which is, you know, to look to create some minimal wastage and contribute to this sort of net zero project by 2025. We're desperate to make a positive impact on the environment and society as a whole. And on the societal side, you know, working with a charity such as Mates in Mind on mental health and well-being is where we're really looking to make a difference here. And you know, IFSEC itself represents a very, very wide global community. And we can use this sort of privileged position to reach a much broader audience and really make a positive impact.
Fantastic. And one final question for you, Jerry. What is the number one thing that excites you most about the security industry in the future?
I mean, looking at it and the way it's going, it's the ways in which security is kind of becoming part of something else. And by that, I mean the way that you can actually repurpose the technologies and the approaches and the systems and the technologies to deliver something which is way and above just looking for people doing bad things. You know, you've got the amount of creativity now you can use with security technologies in the form of things like business intelligence. You know, you can measure people that are coming in and out of your building, which then contribute to the actual sustainability of the building itself. It's how the security system contributes to actual overall building control. It's how, you know, an integrated system becomes part of a much wider sort of neural network of a bigger building. And also there's some really cool stuff like, you know, the remote operations, you know, the evolution of GSOCs around the world is a fantastic solution. It's adding to the sustainability of, you know, you can have all your security management in one place. Doesn't even need to be in your own country anymore. You know, it can be an outsourced solution for you. So I think, you know, from the very start, which was, you know, burglar alarms in 1973 and the first ISEC in the Royal Lancaster Hotel to where we are now, it's 50 years of incredible development and evolution, and we're looking forward to the next 50.